Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Monger. And now it's 20 years later.
It is indeed. What is wrong with people? Someone in Florida called 911 after chilling cries and words of, "Let me out!" But the cries were that of a 40-year-old parrot named Rambo. After the call, four Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies pulled up and questioned a man who appeared to be repairing a car in a driveway. The Palm Beach Post reports that when the deputies showed up and explained their concerns, the man introduced them to Rambo. He told officers that he taught Rambo to scream, "Let me out," years ago when Rambo lived in a cage and he thought it was funny.
Well, it'll be funny until someone lets him out.
Well, no, apparently he doesn't live in a cage anymore, and he was let out, but he still screams and hollers and says, "Let me out," and I guess the guy thought that was funny, and hence, there you go.
It's rare, but bird people are a strange lot. Every so often you meet someone who has a bird that they absolutely love, and I just never got it.
I have a cousin-in-law, my wife's cousin, whose parrot... I think it's a parrot or a macaw, one of the talking birds. I honestly can't tell them apart because I'm not a bird person. But would holler and scream their oldest son's name all the time because apparently he was the one who got into the most trouble at the house. And so the parrot learned to scream at the oldest son as well. So you'd go to his house and that's all he was doing was screaming and hollering the oldest son's name.
Someone in the city must have one that says, "Who dat?" That's got to be somewhere.
Gotta be. I remember a question on the Newlywed show where they would often ask, if there were a parrot in your bedroom, what would it be most likely to say? Or maybe that was on a cruise that I saw that. Anyway, I saw that somewhere, and I always thought that was a funny question.
It would recite the alarm on my phone.
Oh, is that what it would? That's the thing heard most often in Joshua's bedroom. All right, thank you, Joshua, for sharing. We appreciate that. Again, I-55 South, we have a nasty crash.
Mile marker 16.3 left lane. Before Manchac.
What is wrong with people? This one comes to us locally from Galliano.
Oh.
Where authorities are perplexed over why a man left an apparent designer bag holding drugs, a gun, cash, and a digital scale in a convenience store. Authorities in Lafourche Parish say the man went into the store, put the Louis Vuitton and Gucci bags on a chair, and offered the clerk $100 to keep an eye on them. He says the clerk declined, and the man left the store anyway.
All right.
A customer later pointed out that one of the bags held a handgun. Apparently, he was curious and looked inside, which turned out to be stolen. Surveillance cameras got photos of the man, and deputies are hoping to identify him.
That's just wonderful.
Do they still have lockers at bus stations? Isn't there somewhere else you can leave this stuff besides a convenience store? Chair? Just saying.
I mean, they used to do that. I don't know. I mean, the airport doesn't really have lockers anymore for security purposes, but I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe there are no lockers on it. Yeah, I don't. I've only ridden a bus once.
Yeah, me too.
That's all it took. I never did it again.
Never again.
Thank you, Dave.
Yep.
Dave Nussbaum, live and direct here on WWL. What is wrong with people? Sports, Steve Geller. We'll dwell a little bit more right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.